Is that the style that most people around?
We call it peach crisp. And now my mother would
peach cobbler.
Called peach cobbler, and we would she would boil your peaches with some sugar in it. You know, cook your peaches down until they got tender, and then she would make a dough and roll it out real thin, and then put it in the oven and brown it, and then just put that browned in there, and that's the way she would make her peach cobbler.
That ain't what she's after, Jenny. What she's after, she's wanting to know the terms and names of the. She won't know how to make
it. Served them. Okay. Well, I'm getting lots of extra information on the way. You just being patient. I never know what I might do with all this. I said I'm going to write a recipe book when I get done. Everybody's telling me so many things, how to make them. How about for things you grow in the garden, like onions, different types of onions?
And around, most people have squash and onion and tomatoes and string beans and butter beans.
What color are the butter beans?
Butter beans are white.
That's a flat big,
yeah,
or?
And small.
Small. Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other kind of beans?
String beans, butter beans, and peas.
Okay. And like the butter beans, what do you have to do to them?
Well, you have to shell them.
Okay.
Peas, you have to shell.
Okay. How about greens, different types of?
Yeah, you have turnip greens and mustard greens.
Okay. You have any one term for all that?
Well, mustard green, it doesn't have a root. In other words, the turnip greens, make turnips on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And you can use the top of the turnip to make turnip greens and turnips at the bottom. But the mustard green, you just pick the tops of.
Okay. There's nothing underneath.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about potatoes?
Well, some few people go a few iced potatoes.
Mm-hmm. And sweet potatoes.
Yeah, some go a few sweet potatoes.
You ever grow those little onions?
Oh yeah, those little onions.
Nest onions.
Nest onions, yeah.
All right. Now these are about other little kinds of animals that live around, like different kinds of frogs.
Yeah, you got bullfrog, toad frog, rain frog.
Okay. The rain frog is a little green one?
It's a little green frog. And every time it gets kind of look like it wants to rain, he'll go to holler.
And climbing the screens out. Our grandson's got a
pudding
box out there now, and he put a rain frog in his little pudding box last Saturday. Mm-hmm. Caught him on the screen out there. And then he went frog gigging Friday night. Do many people do that?
Oh,
eat
yeah.
Frog legs?
Oh, yeah, if we can find them.
Mm-hmm.
That's good, frog legs. That's just like eating